Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Now, once we get to the summertime, Tranmere Rovers and Prenton Park will be transformed into a concert venue again. They did it pretty successfully last year, but Wirral Live this year has some incredible acts on, including Little Mix. Yeah, even I'm interested in Little Mix. And Madness as well. To tell us a little bit more is Pete Shaw, who looks after Wirral Live. Hello, Pete.
Morning, Steve.
Wow. Prenton Park, all of a sudden, the destination.
It's something that we've been working on for the past year as the Wirral Live concept. Last year, we had Wirral Rocks, which we just hosted on behalf of Wirral Hospice. And basically, we were always looking to do concerts ourselves, but last year we weren't ready, so, you know, the hospice were, so we rented the stadium to them free of charge, and they put the concerts on.
The Christians, Will Young, Status Quo, a few big
Insanity
names on.
Beach, yeah, they had some good names on, you know, and we were privileged to have Status Quo on their final tour. And they attracted a really decent crowd. But what we tried to do this year was to put a bit more of a mix on that, could attract each age range over the course of a weekend. And of course, last year was only 2 days. This year is going to be a 3-day festival. Well, not festival.
Got images of Glastonbury.
It's never going to be that. It's always going to be three nights of concerts.
Why is Prenton Park such a decent venue for something like this? Why does it fit the mould, if you like?
I think it fits the mould, one, because of the geographical location on it. The Wirral is, you know, only a mile across the water, but that mile might as well be 100 miles sort of thing when it comes to people going out and going to events with tunnel costs and getting home from taxis. And it's got, you know, a vast population with a very eclectic music mix. So, you know, we're trying to cater for that. But also the wider audience of Liverpool, it's quite central. It's quite easy to get to. It's a decent stadium. We've done a lot of work over the year, as you've seen. And it's great for music. It's got the right size stands and, you know, it's open air. It's got a different feel from arena. It's more of a party day sort of thing because it is open air. It's got a completely different feel.
Right, so the two main acts we've got confirmed for this year. Madness, first of all, who... incredible! You've got a huge act there. Their number one album in America recently.
Yep.
That big, still that big, Madness.
Yeah, and their album that they released in October did really well in the charts as well. And we've been following Madness just to see where they were lying with their arena tour, which pretty much sold out. That they did just before Christmas. And it's an act that, you know, everyone can relate to. Everyone enjoys. You hear one of their songs, you know it's Madness. And I think there'll be a great venue, a great act for Wirral Live.
It's a proper live act, isn't it? It's a proper party day out sort of act.
Yeah, it's totally entertaining.
So they're doing a tour. They're doing a nationwide tour as well, are they? And this is sort of a bolt-on into it.
They've just finished their nationwide tour. They're actually doing a couple of gigs abroad, and then they've got a couple of festivals in the summer to do. But apart from that, we are their only stadium venue for the summer.
Okay, so they will appeal to a certain sort of audience, and then Little Mix might appeal to another. It might be a joint sort of appeal between these audiences, but Little Mix again, that's a huge name you brought in.
It is a huge name, and you know, the one thing that Mark and Nicola have both given me that the remit to do is to sort of, like, you know, to try and get the best acts possible for Prenton Park. And at first, when, you know, when we started batting around the name Little Mix, it was like, really? And it wasn't because, you know, are they big enough? We knew they were big enough. We knew it was more, will they come here? And it fits the bill of what they're doing during the summer. They're going to America. They're coming back for a fortnight. And during that fortnight, they're only going to do Prenton Park. And then they go off around Europe. And then they come back and they do the summer shout out the rest from June the 23rd onwards. So, and then they do a little bit more in Europe. And then they come back and do their arena tour, which covers the whole of the UK, which is in October, November. So we've got them 5 months before their main tour.
In other words, they're going to come from all over Britain to watch this, aren't they?
Basically, yeah. Ticket sales so far, you know, we've been looking at the geographical reach, thinking it was, you know, it was going to be condensed to the northwest. And it's not. It's saturated over the whole of the UK with ticket sales coming from America, the British Virgin Isles, and Madness as well. You know, Madness is reaching out to customers in Afghanistan, whether that's people on tour at the moment in the services, but they're buying in Afghanistan as well. So
they're doing pretty well in terms of the ticket sales so far. You'd expect those to both sell out, would you? And what would capacity be?
The capacity for the ground under the licence that we've put in is looking at 20,000, and that's what we can go to. We're still working out the sight lines and things like that, so the actual final capacity figure will still be determined. But we're trying to make it the best experience for the people that go, so therefore it's got to have the best facilities on the pitch and et cetera, et cetera. So therefore the sight lines are one of the last things to be established, but we'll have that in the next couple of weeks.
So 20,000. So which way would the stage face, and how would it work within Prenton Park?
The stage will be built into the cow sheds end of the stand, facing the cop, so that it opens up the bigger stand, basically, which is a switch from last year, because we built the stage on the cop end.
Yeah, so you've reversed it, haven't you?
So we've reversed it round. It's also better for the neighbours as well, with the speakers facing outwards.
They don't want to listen to Little Mix. Come on. So 20,000. So how many would be standing on that?
We can stand up to 10,000 people on the pitch.
Right, right. It's a pretty amazing thing of those numbers inside Prenton Park, isn't it?
It is. It'll be interesting to see it if we do sell out. I think it'll be a spectacle. And, you know, with all those lights on and the music going and everyone just dancing and enjoying themselves, it'll be a sight that no one's really seen before at Prenton Park.
So you've got one more act, haven't you, which I don't think you're announcing now, but yeah. One more big act. So it's going to be a three-day event, this.
It will. It'll be a three-day event, and we are prolonged talks at the moment with the third artist, and we should be announcing that in the next couple of weeks.
Right, someone that everyone will be pretty excited about.
Well, you've seen the first two that we've gone for.
You've gone for a certain standard here, haven't you?
We've gone for a standard, yeah.
Right, and you're looking for a load of acts that go underneath them as well, as you did last year with, like, the Christians?
Yeah, we will be putting support acts on. There's a bit of a Twitter campaign at the moment going for Little Mix to be supported by Bronny, who's a local girl that went to Lipper.
Right.
She lives on the Wirral, and we've listened to her. Then One Direction have actually retweeted it as well. So
you're under some proper pressure aren't you?
But I think what I'm getting to is the point is that there's some really good local acts as well, and we want to try and showcase them as well. So we will have support acts that are recognisable names, but we also want to introduce some local talent to it as well.
So what dates are these on? Are we talking about
Madness on the 19th of May, and Little Mix on the 21st of May, and the third act on the 20th of May, which is to be announced.
Right, so a brilliant time of year. Is this sort of a newish sort of phenomenon, this sort of football club diving into this different area at the end of its football season to maximise the use of its facilities?
I think if you put it on Tranmere in the shoes that we're in at the moment, is that, you know, we got relegated to the National League, and, you know, it's an awful lot of money for a football club to lose. Therefore, you know, my remit is to grow the commercial side of the business. And we came up with different methods to try and bridge that gap of the money that we lost. And football's a wheel of life with commercial supporting the football. The football then, you know, performances go up, then commercial then goes up again, and it's a wheel of life. If one side's broke, it all falls down. So we fixed that now. But we're bridging the gap with the money. In terms of football stadiums doing these sort of events, it's not new. Liverpool have done it with Paul McCartney, Everton had the boxing on. Man City are now renowned for some big names in the music world during the summer.
But clubs lower down the scale then, sort of jumping on the piggyback with
it. It's starting to become new, because I think, you know, they look at the potential. And I think some clubs can get it wrong sometimes, because they try to go in cheap, hoping that the music that they like will sell and it will fill a ground. And that's sometimes not the case. You've got to have a look at the market and see what's viable and what's current. And that's what we've done in this case. But Wrexham did it last year with the Stereophonics, and they got a 20,000 capacity. Generally, at this level, no, we're one of the few to have done it.
That's clever. Stereophonics Wrexham. Yeah. You know, nice little tie in there. And as you mentioned, it doesn't really affect the ground or the pitch in any way. I mean, I obviously watched the Liverpool Stadium being redeveloped, where they had cranes on it for 2 months. The pitch looks better than ever. Goodison's exactly the same. Doesn't matter if you cover it in tarpaulin, put a, you know, 15,000 seats on it. It survives. The modern day pitch is fine, isn't it, with this sort of thing?
It is. And I think in past, groundsmen have always been like, no, don't go on the pitch, can't go on the pitch, don't walk on the pitch. And quite rightly so as well. You know, it takes a lot of care and attention to get the pitches that you have. But we're alive is on that specific date, because that is the last date that we can use the facilities before we actually rip the whole pitch up. And then we technically build a new pitch every year. So if there's any concerns that, you know, the pitch won't be in shape for next year, it will be. We've put a lot of time and effort into Prenton Park's pitch in the last 18 months, and it's paid dividends. You know, we've still got grass in the goal mouths, which is unheard of at Prenton Park at this time of the year. So we are a lot more concerted than what we do. I also spent some time in the summer with Paul Burgess, who's Real Madrid's groundkeeper. A great guy. He was at Blackpool and then Arsenal, and then went over to Real Madrid, and he's won all sorts.
He looks after the Bernabeu, does he?
He looks after the Bernabeu, and it's immaculate. And I went out there for a conference, and we had dinner on the Bernabeu pitch on the last day of the conference. And it was immaculate, the pitch. The pitch was absolutely immaculate. And I got talking to Paul, and I didn't realise that he'd actually had a massive concert of 85,000 people the weekend before. And the pitch looked like a brand new pitch. So we got talking. And Paul's working a little bit outside the norm. He's very commercial in the way that he works. So basically what he does now is he hands that pitch over for 6 weeks over to the commercial department and says, right, do as much as you can, put whatever you want on that pitch. I'll patch it up as we go along. But so long as that, the last 3 weeks, I've got the pitch to myself. And he technically grows his pitch off-site. I think he does it in Greece and then it gets shipped over 2 weeks before the season starts, and it relays the roots in bed, and then he's good to go. But he's working in a very different way than most groundsmen.
Imagine being the high pressure groundsman who's looking after the pitch that Ronaldo's strutting around on.
Exactly,
it's a different sort of problem to
deal
with.
It is a different problem, and you know, and then the following week you're saying Bruce Springsteen's going to be playing in the middle of the pitch. It's completely different, and he works with those confines. In fact, he's the one that's come up with that concept for them, and it makes them an absolute ton of cash, which ultimately then gets reinvested back into the football club, into the team and everything else. And, you know, it's not just National League sides and smaller venues that are having to think outside the box. Other teams are as well. Although, you know, Premier League teams are hundreds of millions in revenue from day one through TV deals. They've got hundreds of millions in wage bills as well that have to be bridged. So that's what the likes of the Etihad and other venues are doing these sorts of things.
But it's all about maximising the revenue, which is the right way to look at it. Would you like to make this some sort of annual recurrence?
We'd love more than nothing to make this an annual thing. We think Prenton Park's got great facilities. We think of the last 12 months.
It looks great, by the way.
We've done a lot of work to the place. And, you know, we play football on it, you know, a minimum 23 times a year. You know, on average, probably about 30 times, although that the pitch has been played on 30 times already this year because we loan it out to Liverpool. But it's about sweating the asset, you know, and maximising how much revenue we can generate from that asset. And that's the way we're thinking at the moment, without deterring the actual pitch product and the playing product.
Sounds absolutely brilliant. Right, one more plug then. If people want to know a bit more about, you've not announced the third act, but the two you got on Madness, Little Mix. Have you got is there a website or a link that people could follow?
Yeah, you can follow the ticket link through Whittle.live. Or the link's there to the ticketing page on ctickets.com, and tickets are on sale now.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.